I sprinted all the way to town, a distance of a mile or so, and didn't dare slow down until I had reached the until I reached the first line of houses and the first signs of paved streets. You probably think I took Ma's advice. Go straight to the livestock auction, get a job, be a good dog, don't bark at cars, and stay out of garbage barrels. Right. That's exactly what I... Okay, it's not exactly what I did. You might say that I spent my first 3 days in town running with a bad crowd of stray dogs, goofing off, barking at cars, and, well, tipping over a few garbage barrels. And trying to stay one step ahead of the dog catcher, who wasn't amused by all the fun I was having. In fact, he seemed pretty mad about it, and he even swore a solemn oath to take me to the dog pound if it was the last thing he ever did. I wasn't too worried about it. I mean, I was young, fleet-footed, and very smart, and he had none of those qualities. Staying ahead of the dog catcher was no big... Okay, maybe it was a bigger deal than you might have supposed, because on Thursday, he chased me for 3 blocks and came very close to catching me. But luck was with me. Up ahead, I saw the Twitchell Livestock Auction and escaped the dog catcher by diving into a garbage barrel. Whew. That had been too close for comfort. As you might recall, Ma had told me to go to the Twitchell Livestock Auction, where I should try to find a mister or mattress to take me in. A master or mistress, I should say, who would recognize my remarkable talents and give me a home.